Hey everybody, what's up? It's Wednesday, 4:20 p.m. on YouTube. That's when brand new episodes of the Because Cannabis podcast drop like it's hot. Wednesdays, 4:20 p.m. Thursdays on Spotify with video and anywhere that you listen to audio podcasts. This is the Because Cannabis podcast produced by Wayward Media. I am BC Wayman. That is Dustin Kava. How are you today, buddy?
I'm doing awesome today, man. I'm actually super stoked about our guest. This is the second time. Dude,
we have a little known fact about this guest right now. We got to be careful what happens. I don't think our guest knows this today. We'll talk about it when we meet Zane here in just a few moments. Zane has been on the show once before. Dustin, we have put out 116 episodes of cannabis-related conversation. We have smoked weed on this and blown it into the camera. We have used vulgarities. We have done a lot of things. Yeah, you swear a lot sometimes.
Man, that last one episode had 180 fucks, and I still feel really bad.
One episode. I know. That was a. You can find that dough down the things. We've done 4 hours, 8 hours and 40 minutes, 2 4-hour and 20-minute live streams of nothing but people talking cannabis and visiting cannabis dispensaries all over the country and Canada. Yet only one show in 116 episodes has got us a strike on YouTube. And that is the episode with our guest today. So I feel like we are tiptoeing dangerous lines. I'm not sure what YouTube has against quality, well-designed, premium cannabis storage solutions, but they struck us down and we had to fight with them. And by fight, I mean write a letter to an AI bot that probably is read by no one and an intern, but we had to fight back and get put on probation. In fact, Dustin, we just came off our probation, our 6-month probation from arguing our Zane Witzel Canador episode, our first one with him. We just ended our probationary time frame like 60 days ago. And that's what kind of people we are, Dustin. We're bringing it back on. Did we ever find out what was at the heart of the YouTube strike? I know.
No, no matter how many we did, and we wrote them multiple times. And again, we've linked to some fucked up shit. and nothing that Zane has ever done should have ever had that happen. I think they were just, I don't even know. I think it's hilarious.
Let's bring him on up. Let's bring him and see what he thinks himself. Let's bring Zane. We got Zane Witzel, the CEO of Cannador. You can check him out online. I think part of it was linking the website. So I think we could only say the website. I believe we had to remove the website. Cannador, CANNADOR.com. A premium quality, upscale, some of the most amazing ways that you can keep your quality plant material stored. Zane, how's that make you feel that this is now, I think, 117, 118, somewhere in that area, almost 2 years straight we've been doing this. Only one show got us a YouTube strike, even though all these issues, and it was your show that got us dinged and got us in trouble. How does that make you feel, Zane?
I'm feel bad, but no. Welcome to my world, boys. I mean, every single large tech company has given me the finger. So, you know, see in 6 months, I guess. I mean,
I guess so. I don't know what's going to happen. We did get the strike on there. I do think could have been the name. I'm not sure. Some of it, I know the link. We took out the link and that was something that they had mentioned. But once again, we have linked to every other guest cannabis company, every other guest product that they make. And we've had some weird things on here. So people are making way more niche and kind of unique items than a wood box that you can put anything in, though it's obviously designed to store your cannabis plant products into there.
Yeah.
Is that something you run across? Like, are you always fighting on social media? Are you always fighting? Is it the name? Or why do you think this product seems to get dinged on some other areas?
You know, it's frustrating. But from the very beginning, I got dinged because I'm not hiding it. So all of the source code, all of the SEO, every single thing you can imagine, it's got cannabis storage. And the combination of those two words is not a favorite to the Google execs or the YouTube execs or whoever, which is pretty odd considering their overall politics are usually in favor of that sort of thing.
We've seen lots of people consume the plant on screen, right? And can do that and talk about it. And there's some nuances. You can't actually show it being consumed, but you can show it exhaling. Like there's this fine line, but even that, and there are product reviews ad nauseum across YouTube for people saying, look at this weed product. Let me smoke this weed product. This is how this weed product makes me feel. Yeah, no, this box. Not,
yeah. Nope. Can't have that. No,
And
I've been fighting Amazon, you know, tooth and nail, because there's been a lot of products on Amazon that are allowed to advertise. But I'm not. So they blackballed me, and no matter which customer service rep I speak with in India, I just go in one circle over and over and over. And they it got to the point where they're like, we're going to ignore you from now on.
You know what? I know owning the head shop, we've had our account deleted multiple times. You know, I used to be able to track and say every person that was following us spent at least $30 with the store. Multiply that by the 20,000 followers or whatever that we had over all the networks. And seeing each account one by one over 6 months get deleted, get removed, never have the chance to even make my argument on. It's really disheartening, especially when you know you're paying so much attention and respect to the messaging in which you're doing. This is right. Your brand, your baby. You're not going to say something that is fucking convoluted or ambiguous. You are illegal for that.
I
mean, exactly. And you are, out of all niche products, out of everything right. that we could ever think about having on this show, this is the least of the high risk auxiliary businesses that I think anybody could actually get into. This is one of those things where it's like, we're not giving you anything to store in it. We're not doing anything. This is just a beautifully laid out, you know, wooden storage container with special properties for humidity, for other things that we're trying to cater to. What the fuck? Anybody can sell a cigar box, but I can't sell my beautifully intricate, you know, fucking design. It's heartbreaking.
Dustin, I think I've always said this from day one. It's always darkest before dawn. I guarantee you, right before legalization, someone's going to try and swipe me or pull something at me. And it'll be like, really? Like, it's literally going through Congress as we speak. You know, like, give me a break.
You know what? So, I think a lot of it is, and I'm not the type to think in this way for the most part. I can always find something positive to kind of apply to whatever my situation is. And I have been incredibly spoiled throughout my life in terms of everything I've ever been able to do, my work choices for the last 20 years. I've just had an incredible amount of grace given to me with what I get to apply myself to. But a lot of that time, I feel like a lot of it was more competition than, say, the overarching networks themselves. I always thought that it was a competing smoke shop who was making the claims against my profile. It was the competing local guy 20 miles away who was just getting established, who was upset with how I was saying certain things. You know, like, it was always someone else than the big, big boys, because I don't really think your brand in this capacity actually screams it right away. You are not actually flashing the cannabis mantra in the face at all times, even though it's deeply integrated into what you do.
And that may be the case. I hope that's the case, Dustin. Otherwise, I'm forever doomed.
We are chatting with Zane Witzel. Zane, we should give, if you didn't check out, we got an interview with Zane. I think it's episode 42. You can scroll down in there. Maybe we'll link that in the comments below there. But Zane, let's give the real quick vibe, because we're here to celebrate your 10th anniversary at Canador. And you got some awesome new products that you're about to launch here soon, a collaboration with the local artist. So why don't you just give us a quick vibe on Canador for the new listeners, what the product is and what makes it stand out.
Sure. Canador is quite literally a humidor specifically designed for cannabis. And it uses a two-way patented humidification system that only requires adding water, no chemicals or anything like that. And it maintains the perfect relative humidity to keep your cannabis fresh. Ideally, we kind of keep it in a zone. Everybody's different, because some people vape, some people combust, some people do joints, some people do bongs. So everybody kind of likes their cannabis in a different relative humidity or zone. But we typically say between 58 to 65% relative humidity is where you should keep it and store it, in order to taste the terpenes, have it not be dry or harsh when you go to smoke. So a lot of the concepts that apply to cigars for a tobacco humidor, we've adapted them for cannabis through the product of a cannador. And they come in different shapes, sizes, and configurations, whether you're holding 1, 2, 3, or 4 ounces or a quarter pound. So I guess that is.
storage, by the way.
It is. So
and might need 2 cannadors.
Yeah. And what's great now too is we're having a sort of month-long 420 sale. So all of our products at the moment are 30% off. If you want to take advantage of that.
That's fantastic. Oh, sorry, Dustin, real quick. I was going to say, and we're celebrating the 10th anniversary with work from Chelsea Van Voorhis, a woodworking artist. Tell us a little bit about that.
So I actually went to high school with Chelsea.
Connections.
And she is doing incredible things with wood. It is unbelievable what she's able to accomplish and just how much attention to detail she puts into everything that she's creating.
Yes, it is. And I first saw her work on social media. So after we graduated, everybody kind of goes their own separate way. And years passed, I started this business. And a while back, I saw her. She made a wooden necklace for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And there was a photo of Ruth Bader Ginsburg wearing it or holding it, if I recall. And I was just like, holy shit, you know, like, Chelsea, congratulations, you know, that's amazing. And then I kind of looked at more of the things that she was doing, which happens to be in veneer woodwork, which is tricky because, you know, veneer's thin and it requires a lot of skill and patience. Yes. And I saw all of her work. I thought, holy cow, you could really add value if we wanted to collaborate by making some custom designs. And so we did. Years ago, we kind of made a couple of batches of all different kaleidoscopic images, or she even experimented with designs like faces and shapes and moon. There was like a moon and a mountain. I thought that one was cool. Someone got it. But it got to the point where people started reaching out to her directly saying, hey, can you make a custom cannador for me? So here we are again, 10 years later, we decided to make a collaborative 10-year anniversary run of her designs.
That's awesome. I really want to go back to just that idea of it being 10 years. You know, when you think of the statistics of businesses where, you know, 20% fail in the first 2 years, 45% fail in the next 5, and 65% fail within 10 years. I just want to give you just the most profound round of applause for saying, I cannot believe you made it 10 years. 10 years is a truly incredible feat.
And there was a pandemic.
Exactly. You know? And so I have to just say, be proud of yourself, because it is an incredible accomplishment to see something through this far. And again, you don't get 10 years without truly owning what you do. And you can just tell by the quality and love you put into your products that you truly own what you do and that you really enjoyed it. You had an absolute passion for it.
Thank you, Dustin. Thank you. It's not easy for anybody. And I've definitely had some luck along the way.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it wasn't pure skill. There was definitely some lucky breaks, you know, spiced in there.
I mean, I totally get that one. I really think that one of the best questions I ask most entrepreneurs is, how much of your success do you really deem to be through your personal attitude and how you accomplish things yourself, or luck? And it's amazing how much luck actually plays in, especially in those first couple years. I never would have been able to do the things I did with my company before I exited without that luck. And I had some just incredible opportunities just fall right in my lap at the exact moment I needed it, or that door open at the exact moment that I needed to walk through it. And paying attention to that and seeing the value and recognizing that has only amplified and made me a better businessman and made me a better person in the long run.
Right. I mean, when there's going to be so many times when no one's going to really help you. You're going to be on your own, in other words. Mm-hmm. And you can't rely on even vendors, or, you know, even just asking a favor or something like that. You can't truly rely on it. So there's just going to be a lot of times where you're going to be alone and you're going to have to carry the stone uphill by yourself. Mm-hmm. Or if you are with a team and you do have something that's a little bit bigger and more capital intensive than what I'm working on, you're still probably going to have a lot of gut checks all along the way where it's like, you know, does it get better? Does this get better? Or is this it?
If like if you had the opportunity, right, to go in, you know, time travel machine and all that, is there what would you go back and tell Zane, who's about to launch Canador, Zane, who's sitting somewhere, I don't know where, yeah, maybe a college dorm, I'm assuming you're smoking a little weed, being like, bro, what's a better way to store some weed than this, shaving cream can?
My parents' basement going, even like, better, if this doesn't work out, I'm just going to stay here, you know?
You could go back in time. Like, what do you think in the last 10 years? And there's obviously a lot, but do you have a couple, like one or two major lessons if you could go back, or pieces of advice you would offer Zane, who's about to take this journey? Take a decade-long journey of creating this custom niche device, but is really this unique premium option. How would what would you tell yourself?
Boy, I really nailed those first years correctly. So I feel like
that's fantastic.
You know, that was critical because, like you said earlier, you know, in that first several year period, most businesses fail. So it's very important to nail that. I wouldn't have gone back in time and changed anything because, you know, I wanted to listen to the customer. What do you want? How many strains do you have typically? Yeah. You know, that was like a hard question. How many, you know, once this legalizes, is everyone going to have like a pound of weed on them at all times? I mean, and then you kind of think back to, okay, well, do you have a keg in your refrigerator all the time of your favorite beer? No. So, you know, volume, quantity, shape, size, you know, and then how much materials do we order? How many, you know, what capital intensity does this even require? So many questions and things I didn't know, but I did it very iteratively where it was like three designs, take them or leave them. Yep. Okay. Kill it. That one didn't work. Move on to the next one. Change it. That didn't work. Kill it. So I think I went through that particular process well. And my biggest advice for any new person out there is to kill what doesn't work quickly.
Oh my gosh. I'm so I'm so happy you said that because it is when you're in the thick of it and you have attached so much of who you are to what you're building, to a certain design, to a certain concept that you thought you knew ahead of getting all this research from your customers, it is not an easy thing in that moment to throw out a year's worth of work or 6 months worth of work, especially when you're not getting paid those initial years while you're building, to just say, oh, those 3 months were a loss in some way in this capacity. It is not easy to do that. You really, in those moments, especially they say like casinos work under the operation that if you are about to lose your money, or you say you have $200 that you planned on spending and you lost the $200, you will go back and spend another 30% or 40% to try to get back into the zero in those last moments. You'll try to double down on what has not worked in order to break even again. And so to cut those losses and say, nope, I've put in exactly what I said I needed to in this. It's not right. We're going to change our direction. It's not easy, but it is the only way to succeed. And so I am just, what a great point to make in all of this.
It certainly helps if you're a small, nimble company like mine, you know, when I don't really have a lot of moving parts. For those businesses and companies out there that have invested tremendously in one particular thing and then, you know, go halfway through it only to find out you're never going to see a return on that, the decisions are coming from a higher place than mine, mm-hmm. which was, shit, looks like you gotta liquidate that batch.
It's a weird world though. When you started, I mean, Colorado and Washington were on the verge of adult use, and you had maybe 12, 13 medicinal states. We're here in Ohio, Dustin and I, we just became the 24th state to go adult use. You have 40 medicinal states now, including some of those territories like District of Columbia and them. How has that, like, you've gone through that growth and you've seen the rise of the cannabis industry. How has that rise, is it been alignment, like, kind of with the business? Have you had more expectations and they haven't quite met? Like, what's it been like to watch an industry, especially 14, 15, 16, 17, and into COVID? Now we're a bit plateauing as an industry, but really in the years leading up to COVID, it's been a always up. Right. And what was it like to watch that grow and then try to, like, capture those sales like a fisherman, like putting this in that giant pond? How's that been? What's it been like chasing this industry as it gets huge?
Great question. In the early days, you know, when I was actually allowed to advertise on Google and I was doing Google ads, of course, I would focus specifically on any new state that legalized. And so I would certainly see my revenues uptick whenever a new one came. There'd be like a rush of excitement. And I can only fathom just what percentage of that were like boomers who are like wanting to get back into it, that sort of thing. Like, oh, cool. Because they get the concept of a humidor for your weed.
Yes,
like,
and they get it. They're willing to spend the extra money for a better quality object to something that they truly feel like they're going to have for 10 years, 20 years. Sure. And so, yeah, that's a really interesting take that's where you saw it. I always noticed the people, because when I owned my head shop, we did have a lot of people come in and specifically talk about your brand. And they were always the social mavens of my customers. They were the ones who others came to and asked questions. They were the ones who, you know, everybody would come to their house to smoke. And so for them to open up their cannador and explain why they're storing it this way, why they chose you, everybody else listened. And so I also see that same type of mentality with the boomer market where, yes, they're more willing to talk about it when they do get something and they appreciate the work that's being done, put into the object to begin with.
Yeah. And they've gone through the shoebox, plastic bag, you know, moments in time. And they're like, you know what?
I think there I like does a fake Barbasol can to put mine into. I like to screw off the bottom of that Barbasol can. Like, everyone keeps so much. Like, if you got 15 cans of Barbasol in your house, you're like, bro, that dude really shaves. Like, Dustin, you have a huge beard. Why do you have so much shaving cream in your house, sir?
Monsters. I remember one time I was driving down to Columbus.
You had fake Monsters?
And I had an ounce in my Monster can, and I had three empties on the floor. And I was smoking a blunt driving, which I don't condone you ever
smoke. Don't do that.
Driving. Do not smoke while driving. But I passed a cop going like 15, 20 miles over, and I knew I was fucked. So I pulled myself over. I just was like, okay, he's got me. I'm just going to pull off to the side anyways. He pulls out, puts on his lights, drives behind me. And I remember I was literally had the blunt burning, you know, so I quickly sat on the blunt to, you know, pretending like what the fuck.
Terrible technique you have.
Yes. But he walked to the passenger side, thank goodness. And he looked down at me. He's like, you know, was like, where are you going? Obviously the whole, you know, thing. But he looked down at the Monsters, was like, oh, you sure like to drink a lot of Monsters. And I was like, yes, sir. Yes, I do. You know, like, there's certainly not an ounce in that Monster can.
Yeah. Lucky. Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was so proud that I pulled myself over that I got to get the hell out of there and have, you know, no issues after that. But man, the Monster can and stored.
It is funny you mentioned that though, Dustin, like people having that experience. I was at someone's house, it was about a month ago, give or take, 5-6 weeks ago. And they had a cannador, specifically a cannador. And they had no clue that I knew about cannador or that I had, you know, clearly I was, first of all, spoiler alert, after I had a conversation, I was like, how dare you not listen to my podcast? How dare you not know I had the CEO of the company on the show? So they had this cannador, I think it was the four strainer, and popped it open. And they were so excited to show it off. Like they had, they were so excited to lift it and they had the small jars in there and they were so excited to be like, look, it holds it and I can separate it out into these different ones. So it was to Dustin's point, it was this showcasing experience that they were very excited, and it added to, especially in a day and age when we know more and more cannabis consumers are shopping of cost and convenience. You know, the rise of pre-rolls and pens and you know, cartridges are really going up. That social experience, which has always been a big part of cannabis, so excited to show it off. So it adds a nice centerpiece and conversation starter besides being an extremely practical way to store your plant material. It is this moment and it is this thing. And everyone, I was very excited and then obviously told them how I had spoken with you and stuff. But it was fun to watch them talk about it and like, look at this. I bought this specifically. And it was a whole thing. And I was like, it was really fun to see it in person. But it is true. When they have it, you do tend to want to show it off. Like you want to show people, just like you want to showcase. And that's part of the industry. I just the other day, I was with someone and got some random flower. And they're like, check out this flower. Like how many things, you don't tend to show someone the beer and be like, drink my beer. But you will show someone a bud and be like, bro, check this out. Look at this. We got to smoke this together right now. I don't go like, drink my beer. And that's how it works.
You got to examine it and see, oh, look at the, oh, you know, what kind of hairs does it have? Oh, bright.
Squeezing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to feel it. So, yeah, it's a very tactile industry in that regard.
So you're sitting on 10 years, Zane. You're sitting there. Like, how you feeling about it? I mean, you feeling good? Are you thinking, like, I've done this for a long time? Like, it's been a decade now. It's been a decade. You know, we're excited to launch the this new collaboration you have with Chelsea to put this new product. That'll be available on Canador, canador.com. You can find them. That should be available any moment now. Available on the website to check out. How are you feeling a decade in? You know, Dustin only made it 8 years with his smoke shop. So you're at that 10-year mark. The average time that someone's working a job these days is about 3 years, give or take. How are you feeling? Are you burnt out, pun intended? Are you fired up? Like, where are you at a decade in right now?
Well, truth be told, after 10 years of putting Canador on the map, establishing a strong brand reputation and solid customer base, I do feel like I'm at the point now where I've taken it as far as Zane Witzel possibly could have. So if somebody else out there in the world, wherever you are,
Shark Tank this, hold on.
I hope you're sitting down, is interested in getting into the cannabis industry right before legalization, I feel like they'd be getting Canador for a song and a dance, considering where I've built it to at this point.
Well, I definitely want to talk about that because most people do have the exit strategy of after 10 years, I do want to apply some of this to something else, or I want to go and I just like the change. And most people don't really understand what it's like to do 18 hours a day for those first 5 years and to get the company in a position where it can run itself, where it can be taken over possibly. And I don't think people actually think about how to say this. Most people, when they're looking on the outside at a company, they are looking as if the person who started it 10 years ago is the same person that is running it today. Meaning that, you know, like for me with my company, I was a total different person and in a completely different spot in my life when I started that company. I was able to take a different type of risks. My son was just born and I was a new father and I was all these other things. And as I hit my 8-year mark period, it started making me reflect on other things that I do want to do that may not even be business related, that may not, you know, with my family, with how I want to work, with certain things with. And so, you know, it's never that I want to get out of the business. It's more like I'm just a different person than I was 10 years ago. And I really want to apply this to something else that I just, that's going to fit my lifestyle more or going to allow me to build with my family more. And that is not it's a hard thing to try to convey to somebody because all they do is see this immaculate brand that has always been spot on for them for 10 years. Every time they buy a product from you, they know the quality they're getting. They know what they're getting into because they've bought into you, Zane, you know, and to sometimes say, I'm a little bit different guy than I was 10 years ago. You know, yes, I love this brand. It's my baby, but I am different. I want, there's other things that I'm thinking about right now.
That's very true. the risks that I took early on were more or less, well, I don't have a backup plan. So if this doesn't work out, I don't. It has to work out. So, yeah, literally, you know, I'm doubling down, tripling down on making sure it works, making sure that I've got a viable product, making sure customers are happy. And, you know, the tactics and some of the things that you have to take when you're first starting out are tough. It goes for any business. So, yeah, that person was scruffy, scrappy, nasty. You know, I feel a lot different now today than I did before. I mean, I was definitely full of piss and vinegar when I first started. So I feel a lot more calm.
And you have
now.
to be kicked in the balls every day for 3 years and still wake up in the morning and be like, I'll see you back on the field tomorrow. You know, like there is something to that. I want to talk, and I don't think people realize that in a lot of ways, you did design this company to be able to hand off in some way. You know that if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with others. And when you say, you know, I'm looking for someone who can take this brand to somewhere else, it's saying that I know that there's going to be other people who are running with others, who can find a way to get this product that I've spent so much time loving into more and more hands, which is really what your heart wants at the end of the day. You just want to see Canadore in more homes. You just want to see product being taken care of and respected
And let's be honest, boys. I mean, no one really even still knows me. I'm still small enough where I'm barely cracked the radar. I mean, yes, I'm pretty known in the industry, but the industry is small.
Yes. You know,
when we're talking about like every different demographic, I'm a speck of dust. So, you know, there's so many more ways and that you can take this and consider all of the things that have been pitched over the years in terms of inventions and different storage methods and things that I haven't really focused on that I know are going to be fabulous opportunities come legalization, because there's going to be needs and people aren't going to be as sheepish about, you know, their expenditures and the things that they needed before. There's just going to be a whole new opportunity that I know is going to open. But at this particular juncture, I feel like I've adequately taken the brand where it needs to be for this moment in time.
Yes. I'm so happy you're talking in that way, because that is the truth. That is the reality of being a one-man or two-man show and wearing every ounce of the hats for these 10 years, is to really finally take a step back and say, this company is exactly where it needs to be. And I can also see what it could be in 5 years, but in this moment, it's perfectly situated. It's perfectly, you know, and I love that. I love
that. Yeah. Yeah. And I hope that certainly doesn't come off as like complacent either, because
I think it comes from someone to walk in and say, I own 30,000 stores or 10,000 shops across the globe, and I want to implement this in a different way with my brand. Or there are so many people who can truly find a place for this product in their series of product lines that they also manage, and find ways to share marketing expenses, share advertising expenses, you know, this, the whole gamut, employee wages to help facilitate and ship and do all these other things.
Right.
Sometimes it's just pure infrastructure. It's just the means to say, I got a delivery network that I can get this out to people easier.
Right. Absolutely. And
that's
and
a powerful thing.
I can certainly see too, you know, and I've always kind of had this thought in the back of my head that we've all talked about this too for years, right? Big tobacco is going to come in. They're going to take over, you know, all the publicly traded big tobacco companies, man, they're going to wipe everything out. It's going to be corporatized. Okay. Well, That hasn't happened yet. Is it going to? Could it? I mean, there are a lot of questions here that I don't have the answers to, but
I think there's always going to be a place, just like there's a place for the guy who stores his shit in a plastic container and doesn't think about it. And there's a place to someone who truly sees the value in what they're purchasing. They're both valid. Both of their personality types and the reasons why are valid. And so, yes, will there be some big guys coming in like that? True. Yes. But there's also going to be plenty of smaller people who truly care about every particular detail. And that's a powerful thing. I don't think that's ever going to go away. There's going to still be a need there.
Yeah.
And absolutely. I think it's great to be honest about it. I mean, I think once again, the products are still available. Canadore.com is right there. You can go right now to the website, buy some premium quality devices, that Zane had a part of. I mean, the reality is, I think, like I said, people evolve. I can't name names, but Dustin and I have had multiple conversations with folks, and we talk about all the cannabis weed that they are selling in their cool company. Like, hey man, we should have a smoke. They're like, I don't smoke weed anymore. And it kind of was like, what? Like, I have this information, I can't tell anyone, but you are kind of perpetrating, sir. And so it becomes a little bit of that part of it, right? Like, so I think there's something to be said, and I think people have that connection with that. But that's just a small part of what you're doing, Zane, right now. Mm-hmm. Thank you, by the way, for sharing that. Obviously, reach out to Zane. You can find him on LinkedIn and stuff if you heard that and are interested. We'd be happy to help, push that through. We'll only take 10% subsidy off of that. You're welcome, folks, on that for breaking that news. We're negotiating ourselves, Dustin. What are you doing? Zane's not even negotiating. Stop it. You just literally took down. Like, don't negotiate against me, Dustin. Jeez.
Keep talking.
Yeah, right. We're talking with Zane Wintzel, CEO, Canadore, canadore.com, celebrating 10 years as a premium quality storage device, all the way back when you found those patents, Zane, and then now have managed to take Canadore, take Vapor Beads, and really create this high-end quality, but not just quality, but correct, right? Storing it at that relative humidity. Lately, we're shopping, by the way, if you're like me, and you're buying cannabis on cost and convenience, because that's how I roll sometimes. A lot of times, especially in medical states like I am in Ohio, if you want to get that super cheap product, if you go to the dispensary and that weed is like so inexpensive and you're like, bro, I'm getting this half for $48. The reason is it's about to hit its expiration date and it was packaged in harvest probably almost exactly 1 year ago. And when you open it up, it's going to be a little crunchy. Might be a little harder than you hope. Put that sucker in the Canadore with the Vapor Bee technology, and you're going to take that old, not old, but soon to be expired product and give it a little second life too. I think that's the other part about the device is you're about the whole unit with the Vapor Bee technology is you're able to help revitalize some less than stellar. You're not some stuff that's not winning a cannabis cup. Put it in there. Yeah. It's going to put it in the contention, so to speak.
That's absolutely correct. There's some people who, when they see cannabis very dry, they think that's it, and then they throw it out. But you shouldn't do that. It's not just because it's dry doesn't mean it's done for. I mean, if it's been sitting around for years and it's bone dry, it may have lost.
You're still finding stuff in old film canisters from 8 years ago, 10 years ago.
It may not be as potent. But you can certainly revitalize it to smoke it by adding moisture to it. So its moisture content has probably diminished so much so that maybe not so much moisture can revitalize it, depending upon how old it is.
But it's a threshold. Yes, we're not saying that, but we are saying that being even that possibility.
Yeah, I'm not talking like 5 year old weed you found on the basement. Don't go crazy. I'm talking like you're still sold in a dispensary. It's still pretty good product. But let's be real, it's a little closer to its expiration date. It's a little more cured than you maybe would prefer. Yeah, we're not talking like you found it in the backyard and you're like, oh, this is a rock. But within reason, it gets in there and it does revitalize itself.
Yes.
Zane, what is exciting you? What do you love to do throughout the day that you are surprised that you're enjoying now? Or things that happen with the company that you're like, holy shit, this is... I love doing the books. I love doing this thing, like it.
See, if you start with anything cooler than I love doing it. Hold on a second. Zane's like, no, hold on.
Believe it or not, BC. No, balancing the books is like cathartic, because it's just like the most. You just like you just shut down. You're just like, oh.
All right.
Yeah, and after 4,000 transactions to see it 1-to-1 equal out, you're just like, yes, I am a living.
Looking for that rogue charge where it doesn't balance out. As soon as I find that rogue charge, I'm yes.
Nothing says like financial investigations. Nothing gets
up in the middle of a dead sleep at night. It's this charge. I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah. No, I it's tough for me to answer that question more honestly than that, because it kind of is kind of one of those cathartic things that I've always enjoyed. It's just bean counting. But no, I still to this day love marketing, figuring out how to market, new ways to market. And, you know, for example, this collaboration with Chelsea. She lives in New Orleans. I've never been to New Orleans. I'm going to go to New Orleans. We're probably going to shoot something together, kind of showing our collaboration in video format. Mm-hmm. So things like that have always excited me over the years. And, you know, that's basically my only way to reach out to customers is through video, if people are willing to share it.
And you don't get struck down by the YouTube almighty. Or the Google or Instagram, the Meta or the YouTube Googles don't shut you down.
Right. The tech gods have never smiled upon me, so I don't really have any other method to reach out. But it's fun for me, and I'll get a trip out of it, too.
Bonus trip to New Orleans to film content is always good. Shooting cannabis content, by the way, is always fantastic. It's usually someone's always smoking and it's always like a good time. Way cooler than like shooting like
industrial. Yeah, this is definitely a better industry to be in where not many people are pissed off when they're having the conversation with you. Everyone is usually there. You can easily make it right. Yeah. Either if I had to send them another product or something, that is the simplest thing I could possibly do. And they're like, hell yeah. You know? So
yeah.
I filmed industrial training videos for like construction equipment. It was a day, it's work, but it's not as fun as filming. And Dustin and I, not as fun on cannabis film shoot. Just, right. I don't know what it is, but it never is as enjoyable for some reason.
No,
I put my,
I wouldn't want to do that.
No, I don't know exactly what it is. We're talking with Zane Witzel, CEO of Canador.com. So do you think that day comes, Zane? Do you think that day comes where it is legal and it's so much easier? Are you optimistic about the next couple of years, or is it farther away in your head than you think?
Gosh, you know, guys, if you would have asked the same question, and I think you probably did last
episode 42, topic, we probably did.
Yeah. I'll bet I was pessimistic. If we go and review the tape, I'll bet I was pretty pessimistic and was like, this is never going to happen. It's just going to get kicked down that road. I feel more optimistic this time. If I was pessimistic this last time, I'm more optimistic this time.
Well, I would say that's almost, yeah, we would have never thought Ohio was going legal on that episode. Like never have, when we talked, which was over a year plus ago, I would have never pictured us being in a state now where it's legal and the sales are about to start in the next couple of months. Like I would have never pictured that, let alone federal. So I would have been much more pessimistic, I think slowly growing somewhat optimistic.
So yeah, that's where I'm at now, which is kind of slowly, okay, I can see some movement here in Congress. I can see some movement on this DEA rescheduling effort. We can see things finally starting to happen, whether we like the outcome or not. At least something is happening.
Yes, the ball is actually, it's not two steps forward, one step back anymore. It's more like just one step forward each time.
So, you know?
Baby steps.
That administration needs to rip the Band-Aid off, whether they're going to be Schedule 3 or deschedule altogether. Like they just need to do it. And we need to accept the outcome, whether it's in our favor or not. I can't imagine it being like really bad.
They can't go back. The genie, proverbial speaking, is out of this bottle, right? The pipe has been smoked. There's no way to cap that off. It's not possible.
Right. It's just in what format, and please, you know, give guidelines over how it's going to be regulated. obviously, you know, you guys have probably spoken with and have met with or talked to people who are dealing with this THCA fiasco.
Yep.
And what that's created. I'm down here in Savannah, Georgia. There are shops selling THC to customers who have no idea what, you know, what the hell is even this? I thought it was illegal because it's definitely illegal here in the state of Georgia.
Yep. And our past show was about a company specifically doing that exact and just the marketing tactics that they are able to do. And even just how the hell they're marketing on these platforms in which I've been kicked off of and just my utter mouth dropping at these ads that I see or BC getting a postcard in the mail.
Did you see the new, we're talking about Mood, by the way, we'll name drop them, maybe we'll get some plugs. Have you seen the new Mood ad on Facebook, Dustin, that they have a whole like fisherman's tackle box of different weed products that they pull out with their gummies and their pre-rolls and their bud. And they're like, buy it now, kids. We're on Facebook. It is mind blowing to me that they get away.
I'm jealous and that they're actually able to. And on the other hand, I'm pissed because they're able to, and I'm not.
But that's, that's kind of talking about if there was anybody who was able to take the brand Canador to another level, it may be the guy who is capable and got through that, who took it to the extreme with something like Mood and can more easily apply it to something like Canador and truly see that through to push out this product to more and more hands. Right. And so as much as I am disappointed and angry in them, I also am slightly on the side looking for that dude's personal number.
It's pretty impressive. I'm being real. Like, he pulled off come a miracle, on, those two dudes.
I'll pay you. Yeah. Just give me an hour seminar on just how the hell you came. You did this because I'm impressed.
Right.
Zane, it has been an absolute pleasure having you here today. And even before, we truly appreciate everything that you're about, everything that you're doing. And we just absolutely wish nothing but the best for you. So thank you, man. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate the fact that you invited me back. And it was really great talking about a lot of this stuff with you. So I thank you very much.
Absolutely. We'll get Zane. We'll have you back on. Whatever your journey is, 20 years at Canador or something else, we'll get Zane Witzel, CEO of Canador. Check him out, canador.com right now.
30% off right now.
Everything. 30% off this month. Brand new collection launching soon with some beautiful veneer work. Lots of great stuff. Check out the website. I still don't think we can link it because I think that's what got us in trouble, but find it, canador.com. Type it in the Google engine. Just start typing Canada, and it's going to show up on the search engine. Zane, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
You've been listening to the Because Cannabis podcast, brand new episodes every single Wednesday on YouTube, 4:20 p.m. Dustin, odds 1 through 10 that we get struck in again.
Oh, no, 1. Everybody knows that we're fucking awesome and that we don't do anything wrong, and neither does Zane. So,
thank you guys for listening. Be sure to hit that subscription button. Probably should have did that in the beginning. Be sure to hit that subscription button. Brand new episodes every week. YouTube, Spotify, anywhere that you listen to episodes at MeetWM Socially, Wayward Media, wayward.media on the interwebs. Once you go to canador.com, you go to wayward.media. Dustin, good talking with you again this week, buddy. I'll see you next week.
Later, brother.
Yeah.